Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Monday, November 28th. Today on Forbes, the most powerful sports agents 2022, Scott Boras is in a league of his own. After negotiating massive new contracts for ace pitcher Max Scherzer and shortstop Corey Seager, super agent Scott Boras entered the 2022 season with a client roster featuring six of baseball's nine highest salaries for the year. Zoom out a bit to consider total contract value, and Boras is the man behind five of the 13 largest active deals in the game, with star clients Bryce Harper, Gerrit Cole, Steven Strasburg, and Anthony Rendon, in addition to Seager. It should be no surprise, then, that Boras ranks as the most powerful agent in North American team sports, with $3.83 billion in active playing contracts under management, yielding up to $191 million in commissions based on the maximum 5% fee that MLB agents are allowed to charge. That breaks the record of $161 million in commissions that Boras set the last time Forbes published this list, in 2020. Powerhouse NBA agent Jeff Schwartz of Excel Sports Management comes in a distant second with $86 million in commissions based on that league's maximum 4% fee off his $2.15 billion in active playing contracts. Boras has now landed in the top spot 8 out of the 9 times Forbes has ranked sports agents, dating to 2013. The one time he lost the lead was in 2019, one of 6 years in which the list included Jonathan Barnett and other European soccer agents, and Boras still settled at number 2. Just how dominant is he? While Boras represents 106 clients, his five largest active contracts alone add up to $1.47 billion, which would be enough to land him behind only Schwartz in Forbes' 2022 agent ranking with $73 million in maximum commissions. That isn't to downplay the incredible paydays other agents are producing. Like Boras, Schwartz has boosted his commission number by about 18% since the 2020 edition of this list. In all, the top 15 agents in North American team sports manage over $20 billion in playing contracts for maximum commissions of $837 million, both slight increases over 2020. No small feat after the pandemic battered league revenues and halted the growth of salary caps. Agents in individual sports like tennis and golf, where athletes don't collect salaries, were excluded from this list. CAA, the most valuable sports agency on Forbes' 2022 list, also does not have any agents included in the ranking, but that again has less to do with the business they're doing than with how the agency and the list is constructed. As the industry becomes more complex, with agents increasingly expected not just to negotiate playing contracts, but also to spearhead pre-draft training, arrange media coverage, secure endorsement and content deals, develop entrepreneurial opportunities, and ensure post-retirement financial security, CAA expects its agents to collaborate with one another and across divisions of the agency. Few of its clients have a single agent or an obvious so-called lead agent. Howie Nucho, the co-head of CAA Sports, says, quote, "The definition of client servicing has changed rapidly, especially over the last 5 years, and you cannot be all things to all people yourself because that's too hard a task to be an expert at everything. You have to have all these resources that you bring to bear, or else it's not nearly enough, and the clients deserve much more." Still, for all the ways that the business is evolving and the new importance athletes are placing on fashion shows and podcasts and the metaverse, some things remain fundamental. WME Sports' Joel Siegel, the list's highest-ranking football agent, says, quote, "I've been doing this a long time, and the one constant is forming great relationships." For full coverage, check out Brett Knight's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.